Angela Stokes used to weigh 21 stone. She was morbidly obese. But thanks to a raw food diet, she's now slim and healthy looking and no longer battles with her weight. And she's written a book about her journey called How to Go Raw for Weight Loss.
My life was basically quite miserable, but I was always trying to pretend that it wasn't. I tried to have a veneer that everything was okay and everything was happy. But I was depressed and I was ill a lot of the time and things were quite difficult. When I was 11, I developed hypothyroidism. So my thyroid went underactive and I started to gain weight. And as I gained weight, I became more and more involved in food and it became a vicious cycle of I began overeating and the more I was overeating, the less I wanted to exercise. And so it just spiraled.
So what was it that finally then kind of got you out of that spiral?
A trigger came for me one day when somebody said that she thought I was maybe diabetic. It really shocked me. And I went for tests and I was convinced that I was diabetic. And I was convinced I'd done this to myself and my life was going to be forevermore me injecting myself with insulin. And the test came back negative and it was like being given a second chance. I tried to kind of do some stuff for myself of losing weight and sort of vaguely successful, lost a couple of stone, but that doesn't really make much difference when you're 21 stone, becoming 19 stone isn't so much of a difference. It wasn't until a friend lent me a book one night about raw foods that the change really happened for me. That was my real trigger.
So how did you go about then incorporating raw foods into your diet and what sort of effect did it have?
I actually took a quite extreme approach. I went 100% raw overnight, which was a big shock for my body because I was prior to that eating masses of junk food. And so to suddenly be eating a really, really clean diet, you know, I went into huge detox. So I needed to actually step back from that a bit and I cut back down to about 70% raw for the first few years. And the effects were just amazing, you know, from the very beginning, you could just see the weight burning off me and I could suddenly see my collarbone again. I hadn't seen it for years and I could feel like I've got ribs, you know, I could feel everything just starting to change.
And how easy was it to stick with it, though?
It was actually fine in the first week when I went 100% raw because I was on this kind of adventure safari week and I had to take all the food that I needed with me for that week. So that was an amazing test. You know, there was no other choice. I had those foods with me. And then when I came back from that and was kind of 70% raw, it was also fine because I was working in a place where I had access to a lot of vegetables and I had so much weight to lose and it was so important to me to just get on with that. There was nothing to lose but the weight.
And what sort of things do you think are good foods for somebody sort of doing similar to what you were doing? Because I'd imagine that, and certainly when I've tried to lose weight by not eating too much, I actually feel like, I'm just so hungry, give me something that fills me up.
In the beginning, I ate loads of nuts and dried fruits, and I wouldn't necessarily recommend that people eat a lot of dried fruits because that's quite hard on your teeth and your blood sugar levels. But certainly to have nuts, like to have the heavier foods and to be getting a lot of sprouting in, like growing your own sprouts and eating those. And also, if you're not being 100% raw, if you're being like 70% raw like I was, the other stuff can be grains, you know, have like brown rice meal or something. And then you're getting something kind of heavier and stodgier, but you're still getting a lot of raw foods.
And how long did it take you to get down to the weight that was your ideal?
Well, in the first year, I lost 7.5 stone, which was massive. I mean, that was like losing a person off of my own body. And I think overall it took about 2 years before I was down to what is categorized as a normal weight for my size. Yeah.
And how easy has it been to keep that weight off?
It's fine. Yeah. It varies. You know, it goes up and down a little bit depending on how much exercise I'm doing and that kind of thing. But basically it's stayed off for kind of 2 years now.
Are there any medical conditions that people might have, particularly linked to being overweight, that they should be very careful about doing a raw food diet? Or is it really suitable for anyone?
From everything I've read and everybody's stories that I've heard, this is almost in a way a cure for all. There are so many different conditions that people report that when they've gone raw, the condition has vastly improved or it's gone away, from diabetes to cancer to bowel conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, leaky gut, ulcerative colitis. There's so many things that when you go raw, your body realigns and everything becomes how it should be somehow.
And if you eat cooked food, how do you feel now?
Really rough. Yeah.
That's Angela Stokes from Raw Reform.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.